Nearly half of the world's people use biomass fuels such as wood or dried dung to cook their food, and many cook indoors. Kirk Smith of the University of California, Berkeley, studies the impact of the environment on human health and wondered about the effects of smoke on those families. In the early 1980s, he was studying energy use in rural Asia.
During that time, I noted these very smoky conditions in village households. Came back and I thought, well, somebody must have looked at the health effects of this, and I could find nothing in the literature.
No one had, and later measurements showed that household cooking can produce as much smoke per hour as 1,000 cigarettes burning. Studies show this leads to nearly 2 million premature deaths a year, especially among women and children. Smith has also shown that household emissions contribute to climate change. Air pollution in one part of the world affects the air in another, says the other recipient of this year's Tyler Prize, John Seinfeld of the California Institute of Technology.
Emissions from Asia will make it across the Pacific, will be in the air over the United States, and even in some cases be tracked out over the Atlantic heading to Europe. And so you can think of the Northern Hemisphere as this big backyard.
Seinfeld says the Southern Hemisphere has the same mix and that there is long-term interaction between the two hemispheres. And he says natural and man-made substances interact.
Every particle in the air anywhere on Earth is a little kitchen sink of compounds that come from everywhere.
The scientists say environmental research requires careful measurement. In Guatemala, India, China, and other countries, Kirk Smith has overseen studies to measure household emissions and assess the long-term effects on those exposed to smoke from cooking. Teams are also assessing the effectiveness of low-pollution stoves, and Smith foresees widespread use of that technology when the results are in. He says stoves that are proven to be effective at reducing emissions will benefit families and communities and help to clear the air around the world. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.